Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
And if you're smart and you want respect, you'll tune in every weekend here to the Movie Show. I'm Joel Gibbs on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We've been spending these hours, and there's plenty of time left to talk about The Godfather. And I sort of forgot on before the last break to throw you guys a brand new Godfather trivia question. And this is good, again, for one free DVD rental coupon at your nearby Blockbuster store. Very simply, in Godfather 2, I want to know, how did Frankie Pentangeli meet his maker? Once he realized there was no way out, how did Frankie Pentangeli go to the great Corleone compound in the sky? If you guys know that answer, first one in with the correct one at 888-98-CRITIC wins the free Blockbuster rental. 888-98-CRITIC. We're going to go over to our movie maniacs in the line, say hi to Tiss, who's listening in California. Tiss, welcome to the movie show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tiss. Turn down your radio or your speakers or whatever.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, Jeff, we've been mentioning this. We have so many ladies calling in today, which I guess disproves this theory. Maybe if a lady doesn't like The Godfather, she loses her girl card.
I think everybody should love it.
Well, I love The Godfather.
Why?
It's my favorite movie and has been ever since day one.
Since day... So, like, the moment you saw it, it just swept you
I
off
did.
Your feet.
I read the book first, but the time I read the book, I knew that Al Pacino would be playing... Michael.
Right.
And I loved Al Pacino in Panic in Needle Park.
Listen
and
to you.
I just pictured him in the park through the whole book. And then when I saw the movie, it was just amazing.
You just really impressed me, Tiss, because, yes, Panic in Needle Park was basically Pacino's first film. Hardly anybody's ever seen it. A very good film that predates it. And so you were one of the few people in the world that had an idea what Michael was going to be like.
Yes, I did, because, like I said, the book had already been out, and I had seen the movie, and by the time I read the book, I knew Pacino was going to be in it. So as I was reading it, I could perfectly picture him in the role.
Could you do you ever go back to the book every so often and read the book again?
Actually, to be honest, I've only read it one other time.
One other time, because what I'll do, probably every like 5 years or so, I've got an old hardback edition of the book. I've never really noticed whether it's a first edition or anything like that. And I will, if I've got no reading material, I will read that book again from cover to cover and fill in the cracks with all the extra stuff that's in there. But I feel like I'm reading the movie. Do you feel that way too?
Oh, I do. Yes. And the book is different in that it's just you and the book, and it has a certain specialness, as if you will, as you're reading it. You know what I mean?
And I wonder how many people have actually that are listening have read the book, because there's a plot line in there that never made it to the original movie, and thank goodness it didn't. Reading the book again, I tend to actually skip over these chapters. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, it deals with a subplot about Lucy Mancini, who is, if you remember, when Sonny, during the party in the first movie, is upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and the door is going boom, 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 boom,
yep.
because Sonny is, Sonny's being Sonny. There's a subplot in the original book wherein Lucy Mancini has to visit a plastic surgeon because Sonny has been too much Sonny.
Well, they're very compatible.
That be Dr. Jules?
Yeah, was that politically correct? Was that a good family?
Was that a good way to mention it for the family? I don't know.
They were very compatible, let's say.
Yeah, that was not in the movie. movie.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, since you're obviously, you know, so well-versed in everything Godfather, Tis, talking about Lucy Mancini, how does Lucy Mancini figure, jump over Godfather 2 and figure in an interesting way in Godfather 3? Do you know?
Well, you mean with Vincent.
There you go. What about Vincent?
Well, you want my opinion?
Sure.
I never liked the Vincent character, to be honest with you. Well, Vincent was hers and Sonny.
That's what I was referring to. That if you recall, that in that quick little encounter at the top of the steps in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and God for the one, the product of that encounter was Vincent Mancini, who became Vincent Corleone in Godfather 3. Now everybody
Hi,
can
Jeff.
Sleep tonight.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So do you have any questions you'd like to ask Jeff? I mean, as if you haven't asked him before. And anything on your mind about The Godfather you'd like to get off your chest?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a favorite scene? We've been asking all our callers that. Great scene in The Godfather.
I do. You know, my favorite, and I've always been partial to the whole young Vito scene in Little Italy as he's arriving to America and then as he's working for Genco. I like that whole atmosphere of that scene. It just seems so true to life to me.
Well, Tis, it has been lovely having you here on the line. I appreciate you being here, and I want you to hang on, because since you're such a great fan, we're going to send you a Blockbuster DVD rental out.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tis, you stay right there. Eric's going to talk to you, and I wanted to catch up with you here, Jeff. Of course, Jeff Malta from TheGodfatherTrilogy.com is here. Before I ask Jeff this question, I want to remind you guys that there, if you would like to get on a message board regarding this topic and everything related to it, you want to go to Gangster BB, as in boy, or BB gun.
Bulletin board. Actually.
Or what is it?
Bulletin board.
Bulletin board. There you go. GangsterBB.com. You can see how internet savvy I am. That's the message board. Of course, there are other sites that you can visit that are of tremendous interest. There is MarioPuzo.com. And, of course, a separate site that's linked up, by the way, with TheGodfatherTrilogy.com because of Jeff's initial fascination with Al Pacino. Scarface1983.com. So there's just a few of the places that you can go to and hang out with your fellow Godfather freaks. Regarding Robert Duvall, you know, in the first hour we were talking about how Richard Castellano, who played Clemenza, sort of disappeared, and ostensibly from contract disease. Duvall also, you know, was tremendous in 1. He was tremendous in 2, and he disappears 16 years later when they make 3, again, supposedly because of wanting too much money. Is that essentially the fact?
Yeah, it's mostly that, and I also think he wanted equal billing with Al Pacino, if I remember correctly.
Which, you know what, would kind of be understandable.
I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
Considering that by that time, Pacino had not won a Best Actor Oscar, yet Robert Duvall had for Tender Mercies and had been nominated a number of times. I don't think anybody would have problems. So who had the problem?
It was probably mostly the money thing. I wouldn't have had a problem if he had second billing or equal billing with Pacino.
You know what I've got? I don't know if you have it, and I'll be happy to give this to you. Excuse me. Lend this to you. I've got the script wherein Duvall and Tom Hagen's character is in Godfather 3 before he was written out. Have you ever seen that or read that?
I think I have a copy of it. I didn't go through it yet.
Yeah, what a surprise. He's got a copy of everything. He's got a poster of everything, tape of everything. Well, if you want to talk about everything that has to do with The Godfather, you can do it right now. Just call 888-98-CRITIC, 888-98-CRITIC. And, of course, we've got that question out there. We want to know, how did Five Angels, buy the farm, go to the Corleone compound up in the sky in Godfather 2. You can call and win that DVD rental, 888-98-CRITIC. We will take a break in just a moment so we can amass your calls and talk to you guys, and remind you also that if you go onto Yahoo Groups, Godfather, that's the email list that you can subscribe to if you'd like to be a part of Jeff's entire world. Jeff Malta, our guest, he being the head honcho of the most sensational Godfather website in the world, TheGodfatherTrilogy.com. I am Joel Gibbs with, I think, the most sensational movie talk show It's the Movie Show. We'll be back after this.
Mike, I don't understand. I don't have your brain for big deals.